8. You will hear two friends talking about a new sports center.
Have you ever thought about joining that new sports center that's just opened?
Actually, I already use their pool frequently. I had a great offer on annual membership. I got 50% off with my student card, as I was among the first new members.
Really? I was thinking of joining the gym there. Can you pay per class, or do you have to be a member?
Without full membership, you have to pay a registration fee to use their facilities, and then also pay for each class. So membership actually works out cheaper.
Now, listen again.
Have you ever thought about joining that new sports centre that's just opened?
Actually, I already use their pool frequently. I had a great offer on annual membership. I got 50% off with my student card, as I was among the first new members.
Really? I was thinking of joining the gym there. Can you pay per class, or do you have to be a member?
Without full membership, you have to pay a registration fee to use their facilities, and then also pay for each class. So membership actually works out cheaper.
Nine. You will hear two friends talking about shopping online.
Is that a new bag you've got there? It's so cool! Where did you buy it?
Actually, I do most of my shopping online nowadays. I really hate going into shops, as there's too much choice. I get anxious, and then can't make decisions. I always end up buying something I don't really like.
Me too. But isn't there a bit of a danger buying online? I bought some expensive shoes once, and they were nothing like the picture on the site.
Okay, you're right. But generally I've been happy with what I've bought, so it works for me. Stress-free shopping.
10. Listen again.
Is that a new bag you've got there? It's so cool! Where did you buy it?
Actually, I do most of my shopping online nowadays. I really hate going into shops, as there's too much choice. I get anxious, and then can't make decisions. I always end up buying something I don't really like.
Me too. But isn't there a bit of a danger buying online? I bought some expensive shoes once, and they were nothing like the picture on the site.
Okay, you're right. But generally I've been happy with what I've bought, so it works for me. Stress-free shopping.
10. You will hear a girl telling a friend about a holiday she's been on.
Where were you? Have you been on holiday?
Actually, I have been away. I went to stay with a cousin in Cornwall. It was a lovely place, but I wouldn't do it again.
But it sounds great!
The trouble is, I felt I had to do everything with her, and we had different ideas about how to spend our days. I love walking, but she is not keen on anything except reading novels and watching boring movies.
Yes, I guess that's the advantage of staying with relatives.
Now, listen again.
Where were you? Have you been on holiday?
Actually, I have been away. I went to stay with a cousin in Cornwall. It was a lovely place, but I wouldn't do it again.
But it sounds great!
The trouble is, I felt I had to do everything with her, and we had different ideas about how to spend our days. I love walking, but she is not keen on anything except reading novels and watching boring movies.
Yes, I guess that's the advantage of staying with relatives.
11. You will hear a boy asking a girl about an article he has written.
So what do you think of my article for the school newspaper?
I think it's okay. The teacher will definitely be surprised by what you chose to write, but in a good way.
You didn't copy text from Web.
So, you think it's ready to hand in, then?
If I were you, I'd check it first. You've included several information about the topic and some good examples to explain your point of view, but it still has some spelling and grammatical mistakes.
Okay. Can you help me?
Now, listen again.
So what do you think of my article for the school newspaper?
I think it's okay. The teacher will definitely be surprised by what you chose to write, but in a good way. You didn't copy text from Web.
So, you think it's ready to hand in, then?
If I were you, I'd check it first. You've included several information about the topic and some good examples to explain your point of view, but it still has some spelling and grammatical mistakes.
Okay. Can you help me?
You will hear two friends talking about a new television series.
Have you seen that new Italian series on TV? The one about teenagers who work as journalists on that newspaper as a Saturday job?
Yes. I've watched it twice, but I think it isn't very realistic. The story is a bit confusing, too. But maybe that's because of the bad English translation.
Yes, you're right. Also, the acting could be better, but despite all that, it makes me laugh, which is what I need at the end of the day. It's better than watching song contests.
You're right there.
Now, listen again.
Have you seen that new Italian series on TV? The one about teenagers who work as journalists on that newspaper as a Saturday job?
Yes. I've watched it twice, but I think it isn't very realistic. The story is a bit confusing, too. But maybe that's because of the bad English translation.
Yes, you're right. Also, the acting could be better, but despite all that, it makes me laugh, which is what I need at the end of the day. It's better than watching song contests.
You're right there.
You will hear a girl talking about a new teacher.
Do you have that new teacher for maths? I've heard he's really cool.
Yes, he gives great examples, which really helps me to understand. Until last year, I hated maths, but now it's my favourite subject. He always explains things very well.
Gosh, are you serious? We still have Miss Helen, who is very strict and doesn't explain anything. It's so unfair. I'm going to ask to change class.
Good idea. I'm doing better at maths thanks to him. My parents are amazed as they had given up with my maths. They feel grateful to him.
Now, listen again.
Do you have that new teacher for maths? I've heard he's really cool.
Yes, he gives great examples, which really helps me to understand. Until last year, I hated maths, but now it's my favourite subject. He always explains things very well.
Gosh, are you serious? We still have Miss Helen, who is very strict and doesn't explain anything. It's so unfair. I'm going to ask to change class.
Good idea. I'm doing better at maths thanks to him. My parents are amazed as they had given up with my maths. They feel grateful to him.
That is the end of part 2.